We're all adults here, right?
Sure.
School's not in sesh.
Right.
Kids are still in bed.
All right. You're making me nervous now.
It's all right, Kelly. It's all right. We're all adults.
Uh-huh.
What's the setting the bar story?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, so, you know, it can be embarrassing to be the reason the fire department gets called over to your apartment complex. Especially if it was for something dumb or whatever. But if you can manage to make it through the day without letting your personal toy overheat, causing firefighters to be called to your apartment, you're doing okay.
As in a battery-operated boyfriend? Bob, if you will?
That is correct.
Oh, no. That can happen?
So I guess it was a short in the system. It wasn't because of overuse, which is the first thing that I thought.
Oh, I knew you would.
I mean, am I the only one?
I was just thinking bad batteries, something.
I'm thinking overuse.
Okay.
So, fire department was called to an apartment complex following complaints of a burning smell. So other residents smelled this burning smell.
Oh my gosh.
And so they were looking around the apartment complex. They were not really able to find the source of the smell. And so what they had to actually do was use a device, you know, that kind of like senses where the heat is.
Like a thermal imaging camera?
Yep. That's when they found, concealed in a wooden box,
uh-oh,
that was hot to the touch.
Oh, yikes.
Was this lady's personal toy.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy.
She.
Oh, that is embarrassing.
Tried to play it off.
I don't know what that. What is that?
That's exactly what she said.
Oh, okay.
They opened.
That's an odd looking thing.
Yeah. So they opened they're like, oh, whatever it is, it's inside this box. She's like, oh, and then they open it and she's like,
what is that? That was here. That must have been here when I moved in.
That's a weird looking device.
Yeah. No. Oh, it's, you know what? It's an apartment. So maybe she could just say, you know what? I just moved in and, never seen that before.
So
maybe that was in the drawer when I moved in with my dresser. Oh, gosh. I don't know. I don't think
the fire department then had to issue a, hey, you know what? It's cool that you have them. Just make sure that they're stored in fireproof places. Okay.
Okay.
So if there is a short or because of overuse, you know,
we remove the batteries.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Just to be extra safe. Didn't realize that that was a possibility. Oh, not that shoot. I have any knowledge of those things whatsoever.
All right. Well.
Yeah.
If you ever decide, use this as a cautionary tale, okay?
Okay. Oh, goodness.
That's an avenue that you want to approach in the future.
Oh, man. That is. Oh. You know what? Like, I'm sure the firefighters were going to use the utmost discretion in handling this ever so delicate situation. Yet here we are talking about this, and this was in the Netherlands, right?
Yeah. Word spread. At least her
somebody's told somebody.
I know. So there you go. Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without letting your personal toy overheat, causing firefighters to be called to your apartment, you're doing okay.
I'm so hiding behind anything I can hide right now. I don't know.
There you go. That's Side of the Bar on 99.7 DJX.